The Chovis Levavos is in the middle of enumerating the benefits of somebody who has bitachon above the alchemist. The alchemist is, for all intents and purposes, the person who has a printing press for fake money, counterfeit money. And one would look at such a person who's got a printing press for counterfeit money as the person who's best off. He never has a lack of money. Anytime he needs anything, just hit the start button, that's it. Start printing out $100 bills, and you're good to go. However, it's not that simple. He says, the alchemist, the counterfeiter, he doesn't put any trust in any person. Teach anybody the secrets of the trade. He's scared that other people are going to take his secrets and start doing the same thing that he's doing. And this is the truth, is that anybody, right, once everybody's doing, making counterfeit money, then the counterfeit money is not worth anything. If it's actually, there's a book during the Holocaust, one of the things that the Germans tried to do, the book is called Counterfeit Lives. One of the things that the Germans tried to do is that they were going to flood the markets of the other countries, the ones that they weren't going to control, they weren't going to overtake, they were going to flood them with counterfeit money. And they had printing presses, and they had people that were sitting there, and that was their job, was to make the money, make sure that it looked real, and they were just going to dump down billions and billions and billions of dollars and flood the economy, that the money should be worth nothing. That's when you have so much of it, so then it's not worth anything, right? The famous mashal, they say that the person that went to go to the place with his diamonds all over the floor, he went to the store, wanted to pay with a diamond, he said, it's not worth anything here. Chicken fat. The guy saved up a chicken fat and brought it back home. He's scared that other people are going to start doing the same thing, and once people start doing the same thing, that's it, he's out of business. And that's really what a person is always scared of. Every company guards their company's secret. Coca-Cola, they wouldn't tell anybody the secret ingredient, if there is one. Right? They don't tell anybody the secret ingredient, because that's it. Then it's not Coca-Cola anymore. And every company has got, that's what all the patents are for, because that's really what happens, is that somebody puts out a new product, and somebody that's it makes a cheaper version, and gets them to make it in China, and that's it. He gets the same idea for a little bit cheaper, and he's got the thing, and the first person's out of business. And everybody's got to guard their secrets, and with government patents and machulu, because if not, then he loses his business. He's scared he's going to lose his business. However, somebody's boiteach and kadosh baruch hu, bechlal, he's not worried that he's going to lose his business. And not only that, they will even help the other person open up a business, even if he's got the same business. The Chazon Ish writes, there's a lot of people that they say that they have bitachon. That's until the guy across the street opens up a business and is selling the same stuff that he's selling. All of a sudden the guy's about to have a heart attack, he says. He says, I don't understand what happened. Bitachon, bitachon, bitachon. Until your bitachon gets set to the test, put to the test. So then a person can have bitachon. All of a sudden then the person across the street starts opening up a store. A person is all of a sudden, his bitachon goes down the drain if he hasn't worked on it. And the truth is that there is really nothing to be worried about if somebody opening up a store across the street. And you see it all the time. I see it right by me, right there, a block away from me. There's a shopping center. In the shopping center, there's four different shoe stores in the shopping center. And they're all there for years. They're all there, and they're doing fine. And the secret, I think, is what I just heard this week. My wife was telling me she was speaking to somebody, and she said, where do you get shoes for? She says, I go to this in the store. So I says, oh, I can't go to that store. I can't. So where do you get shoes? He says, I go to the store. Oh, I can't go to that store. So what's the shot? Because the Shbrochu puts it into people's heads. They can't go to this store. They can't go to that store. Every person goes to the store that they're supposed to go to. And every person has parnasa. And in the Hanami, there's no reason to be worried that the guy's going to take away parnasa. It's a story that I saw somebody in Crown Heights. He opened, had a fish store. And not the store. That also. Somebody in Crown Heights, he had a fish store. Somebody opened across the street a beautiful new fish store with spanking clean. It didn't smell like, you know, fish, bachulu, and everybody, that was it. Everybody is going to the new store. So somebody went into the old store, and he said to him, he says, I see that that person across the street is taking away all your parnasa. He's taking away my parnasa. He says, maybe he's taking away my customers. You can't take away my parnasa. Somebody can take away my parnasa. You can't tell. Betzem, somebody that has emes bitachon is not worried about it. But the standard person, the standard company, is worried not to tell anybody the secrets. Because if they tell them the secrets, that's it. They lose their parnasa. Vilo baitech valikim. They're actually mafachin me'af adam bitachon shalai. Elohim is far, boy. Person that has bitachon, not only is he not worried about telling other people his secrets of how he's so calm, it's the secret to serenity. And how is he so calm? Bitachon. Ani batachti velekim, velekim batachti. Lo yirma suddenly. I'm not worried about anything. I've bitachon in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a person will glorify himself and tell everybody, don't worry about it. Bitachon. That's the real thing. That's the third benefit. The fourth benefit, Yisun Arvihu, Shaman HaKemikov, Hechach Oysim Mishtei Elu, Achas Mishtei Elu. The alchemist, the counterfeiter, he does either one of two things as the Chavis Levavis. Either he makes a lot of money, he prints a lot of his fake dollars, so he should have it when he needs. Or he makes just a little bit that he should have what he needs for today, and tomorrow make a little more, next week he'll make a little more, but he doesn't stockpile. He says, either way, he's in trouble. He says, whatever he does, he's going to be in trouble. Why? Because if he has a lot of money, then he has to worry about protecting the money, that nobody's going to take it from him. Who knows what's going to come? Somebody's going to find his money. Who knows what's going to be? And that's every person, even if he invests his money, who knows what's going to be? Maybe the stock market's going to crash. Maybe who knows what can happen? No one can really know, and there's been plenty of people that lost their money, even though it was in the bank, and even though it was... How many people during the Holocaust lost the money in the Swiss bank account? Right, that they and it's gone forever. They never have it. He's always worried what's going to be with his money. And the person who, right, as they say, what's the difference between employee and employer? Whether you eat well during the day or sleep well at night. The employee, he doesn't eat so well during the day, doesn't make so much money. But he sleeps well at night. He's not worried what's going to be with the business, who's going to take it away. The employer, he eats well during the day. He makes a lot of money. But he's always worried at night. He doesn't sleep well at night because of the person's always scared. His other side is, if all he does, the counterfeiter, makes a little bit of money, then he's worried what's going to be. Maybe he's going to need a lot of money, and he's not going to have the ability to. He's going to be away. He's not going to have his machine. He's not going to have whatever it is that he needs to make the money. He's not going to be able to have money for whatever he needs. Somebody is baitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu is certain that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him no matter what the situation is, no matter where he's found, even if he's in Djibouti, even if he's in Kenya or in China and bidud because of the corona. If he's supposed to have his food, he's going to get his food. Just like he gives food to the fetus in the mother's stomach, even though the mother thinks she's doing something by taking food, but really the food can only get to the fetus because the Shbroch wanted to get there. There, how about that? The egg, the chick that's inside of the egg. There's no way. You could do whatever you could. You could sit on it and put an incubator that shouldn't get ruined. But to give it food, you have no way to give that little chick food. There's nothing that you can do to give him food. And Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him. Even though, right, you might think that you're in charge, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. I'm taking care of everybody. And not only that, there's no creature that doesn't have its food. If you think about it, it's mind-boggling. Anything which is living, how many ants are there in the world? Okay, so ants, how much does an ant eat already? How much does an ant eat already? How many elephants are there? And how many tigers are there? And how many bees are there? And flies? And how many cockroaches? And there's how many animals there are in the world? Billions and trillions of billions of billions of creatures that there are in the world. And everyone gets its food. Every one of them gets its food. It's tremendous. Sometimes the lion, who's so strong, doesn't even have food. But the person that is boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't worry about it. Make sure that the tzaddik doesn't go hungry. I've been young and I've been old. I haven't seen a tzaddik who's been neglected, forsaken, and his children are looking for lechem. Now, this pasuk needs a little bit of a pirush, but bechlal, the Gemara says, who said this pasuk? David HaMelech wasn't so old. Says the Gemara, Sarah Oilam Amrei. The Malachim said it. The Malach said it, who's seen all of creation from the beginning of time till now. And he says, Tzad Nara Isi, Kamazakanti, Loira Isi Tzadik, Nezav Zarim Vakshaf. I've never seen a Tzadik is forsaken that his children have to ask for food. Oh no? Well, I've seen a guy came around today collecting for money. His father's making a fiskhasana. He doesn't have. Later, that's not for food. He has that food. So it could be that in the Chanam, that's what it's talking about. Dafka food. And everybody gets their food. And that means that even, I saw somebody's medayik from the next few also, that a person is always batuach that he's going to have food. He's always going to batuach. He might even go a day, he might even go 2 days. But if he's not supposed to die, he's not going to die because of hunger. He's not going to die because there's baruch will work it out that he'll have food. And there's no shema yigur machet when it comes to panasa. There's no, wow, I don't have the schus. I don't know. We're talking about Baruch Hu. Don't worry about it, because Baruch Hu will give you, regardless of what a person's situation is. A person will always have enough food to get by. The next one that he says is Ayisun Hachamish. The fifth benefit is that Sha'omin Hakemika, the counterfeiter, Yor Mefachin Mikol Echon Miagadol Akotem Shabom Shleigalas Malachtin Lashotenis. He's worried about the government. The counterfeiter is worried about the government. Of course, he's worried. What's going to be if they find out about him? But a person is betechin because Shbaruch Hu b'nei Adam hachashuv b'nei Chavadim b'yis mefachin menu. Everybody's mefachin from him, and the animals that want to do his will, and the avonim want to do his will, and he says the kapitel in Tzilim says ki yatzilcha mipachyokush bevrosi yosach loch leisunei lecharo melachav yisav loch shmarvo derechecho yikrei nivei neyo arich miasmei reyev shuvasi. All the good things that somebody is betechin because Shbaruch Hu. So you look sometimes, you see the person, he has all the money, and it looks like he could just produce money. How many people invested with Madoff? Right? I saw somebody who was interviewed by somebody who was one of the people that invested with Madoff. He said, I used to give each one of my grandchildren for their chasana $50,000. He says, now I have pennies left. Pennies. I'm coming penniless. He says, Imamashi, he lost all his money. Madoff was producing. He was just counterfeiting money. That's really what he was doing. There was no investment. Maybe there were some investments, but the amount of returns he was giving was not gonna feed the amount that a person. Now this guy is making money. He's really, literally printing money. You give him money, and it's just like it's amazing. Till the government finds it. I wonder if he had one day of his life that he was calm. Do you have one day of his life that he's not worried, I'm going to get audited and they're going to find out that the whole thing is it's a big fluke, the whole thing is a fake. And that's what happened. In one day, everything just came crumbling down. I mean, his whole life, Ba'etzem, Bepashtus, he was sitting there worried. He was sitting there worried. And even the people that were Boitach in him, and they put their Al Tiftachu B'Nidivim, Yeshuv Le'amasa, he gets deflated. Right, that's really what happens. He comes falling down to the ground, and the balloon goes down to the ground. And what's left? What's left is pennies. Somebody's by Tech and Kaddish Baruch Hu, he doesn't have to worry about anything. Kaddish Baruch Hu will take care of him. Don't worry about it. You'll have what you need. Are you going to have riches? Are you going to have whatever? You're going to live a serene life. It's the secret to serenity. Go tell people about it. Don't be scared.